Hello, ladies, and welcome to our next episode from Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. My name is Candy Meyer, and I'm a member at the Mount Vernon Church of Christ here in Mount Vernon, Texas. Today, we'll be looking at homemaking. In verse 5 of our text, Paul is instructing the older women to admonish the younger women to be homemakers. Being a homemaker is one who cares for the home, a worker at home, a watcher of the home, the keeper of household affairs. When I see words such as worker, watcher, keeper, these sound like important jobs that we have been given. There is so much more to being a homemaker than just cooking, cleaning, carpool, you name it. In this episode, we are going to think deeper on this subject, and then in the next couple of episodes, we will make practical application of this role. A few months ago, one of our preachers here at Mount Vernon, Jared Hammond, preached an enlightening sermon about how things can look good on the outside, but the inside is a mess. He talked about our curb appeal and how we try so hard to make our lives look perfect and like we have it all together, but in reality, behind our closed doors, everything is on fire. It seems some women are so focused on their picture-perfect social media post, it often leaves other women wondering why their lives are so hard, and why their home is not as big or as nice, or why their children aren't dressed as perfectly as others, and why their husband doesn't longingly gaze at them starstruck, not taking into account that the photographer posed him that way. Our task is not to make our home appear good. It is to actually take care of our home. What is your home to your husband or your children? If you were to ask them this question, what would they say? Is it a place where their entrance is always welcomed with a warm smile and a hug? Is it their safe haven, a place they can just be themselves and not endure ridicule of any kind? Is it clean, organized, and inviting? Is there food for their bellies and a listening ear for their problems? Is it open to their friends and the church? Is the Bible often mentioned and God is always praised? Or is it a place they come home to and walk in with no acknowledgement from anyone? Maybe a place where fighting and yelling is commonplace. They're constantly criticized and corrected and never hear an encouraging word. It is a mess, dirty, cluttered, and overstimulating. A place that supper may or may not be cooked, and hardworking husbands and overwhelmed children must fend for themselves if they want to eat. A place where everyone tiptoes around mom so no one upsets her, and they don't dare go to her with worries or concerns because she is busy on her phone or wrapped up in herself so much she does not make time for her family. A place where your family is embarrassed to bring home friends or church members? Is it a place where God is not thanked for your food or the scriptures are never mentioned? As a keeper of the home, a watcher, we must be on guard for anything that can disrupt our household. Our home will not function properly if our so-called chores are not done. But you can be the best housekeeper and still not be a homemaker. Let's turn to one of my favorite passages, Proverbs 31, and we will actually be reading verses 10 through 31. So if you will turn in your Bibles with me there, just for this brief Bible study time that we have together today, and let's start reading in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestries for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Here is a highlight of some of the phrases and ideas we just read that stick out to me when I think of a homemaker. She brings her husband gain, not loss. She willingly works, provides food, is smart with their money, cares for her household and herself, adds to their finances, is wise and kind. She is not lazy. She is called blessed by her children and is praised by her husband, and she fears the Lord. This woman has her eye on the ball. She's not distracted by keeping up with the Joneses. She doesn't even have time to worry about the Joneses or even check Miss Jones's post because she's busy handling her business. Now turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 13 through 14. Here Paul is speaking about young widows. Let's read what he has to say. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Therefore, I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully. So what happens when we are idle, when we have nothing to occupy our time, or we willingly choose to neglect our responsibilities? Well, it sounds like we start gossiping and being busybodies. What does the scripture say those young widows should do? They should marry, have children, and manage their house. And if they do these things, they will be too busy being pleasing to God that no one can speak offensively about them. If we are to manage our home or are one who is keeping at home, then we actually have to be at home. If we allow ourselves to get so wrapped up in crazy schedules and constant commitments, we can quickly find that we are neglecting our home. If life has you and your family running all over the place, it is likely you are not having family meals at home together. You do not have clean laundry, and you're out of necessities in the pantry. I help with a childhood obesity clinic at the pediatric clinic I work at. And one of the changes my nurse practitioner makes with her obese patients is to start having meals at the table together with their family with no distractions such as cell phones and TVs. These children mindlessly eat alone in their rooms and are lost on their electronics because none of their parents or siblings take the time to show interest in how their day was or to just spend quality time with them. I had no idea this was a problem before working with this clinic because my family always ate together when I was growing up. So, of course, when I had a family of my own, we did the same. Satan is good at what he does, and while some, like the young widows, struggle with being idle, some of us struggle with being too busy. We are overcommitted to jobs, to church functions, to extracurricular activities, to helping others, and sometimes to our own selfish desires. Our Christian walk is a balance, just like our life is a balance. You have to find your balance and allow your family to help you do so. Listen to your spouse if you have one, or to your children if you are a mom. Now, there's nothing wrong with having your children in a sport or academic competition. We serve because we know we were commanded to serve and help each other. Some families require a two-income salary so both parents work, while some just choose this. We are to serve in the church. But again, we must find balance in all of these. Sometimes, and I struggle with this, we have to say no. No, I am sorry, I don't have time to do that. Or no, I'm sorry, I cannot commit to something else right now. Or even tell yourself no. I want to do such and such for myself, and while tomorrow I can fit it in, today I cannot. I was able to stop overcommitting myself and my family once my husband and I decided to homeschool our children. Time just seemed to slow down. I felt like I got off this crazy merry-go-round. I set our schedule, and while homeschooling is hard work, it wasn't fast-paced. We took our time, and we made our efforts count. I did not stress about being at a Bible Bowl late on a weekday because my children did not have to get up at 6 a.m. to get ready for school. Our schedule allowed them to let their bodies rest for an adequate amount of time that would allow proper growth and development for them. Now, homeschooling is not for everyone, and there is nothing sinful about sending your children to public school. This was just my experience, and it was one of the best decisions my family ever made. It was the one way I was able to stop the rat race. Quality time is so important when it comes to being a homemaker. Young women, do not overcommit yourselves. Make your husband and or children your priority above all. Keep your mind focused on what God has given you as your job, and do not worry how well someone else is doing theirs. God only gave us one home to be a keeper of, so set all your efforts on keeping that one home and let your sister keep hers. Our next episode or two, or maybe more, will deal with the chores of housekeeping, but I wanted the focus of this lesson to be more on the spiritual and emotional rather than the physical. But we must remember that they are all important areas, and to truly succeed at our task, we must excel in them all. As we dive into more practical housemaking responsibilities in our next episodes, we will continue to incorporate how to accomplish these with not only our skill set, but also with thoughtfulness and willingness rather than as an ineffective robot. Because remember, we must give our hearts to our families if we are to truly have more than just curb appeal. Thank you for joining me for our brief Bible study today, and I look forward to our next episode.